This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In meditation retreat, we commit to a practice container that is designed to decrease distraction. In this talk, Reggie discusses the wisdom that awakens when we surrender to sacred forms. We relax, our minds settle, and we discover the river of our true life. This talk was given at the 2004 Winter Datun Retreat, held in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
I want to welcome you into the great space of awareness. This room has been prepared for you. For many lifetimes, for thousands of years, so we are going to be here together. And at this moment, although you may not feel it, you're being held in a way that you've never been held before, ever. Even people who have been to Datuns before. Everything in this world has changed. And we have come here to do something for ourselves. And for others, and for this world. Much of the time we may feel that we're completely wrapped up in our own thoughts, our own emotions, our own discomfort, our own anxiety, our own loneliness, our own claustrophobia. But I promise you, you're not just working on your own life here. You're working on the life of everyone, and you're working for the life of everyone. The freedom that we have all sought is here. But we have to discover it. It's not given for free. Everything has a price. And the price of freedom is self-recognition, which means that we have to come to terms with who we are in all of our aspects. And to do that, we have to be willing to let go of all the ideas and all the dreams and fantasies we have about who we are. We have to let them go, and we have to actually meet ourselves as we are. And that's the purpose of meditation. That's what's going to go on here for the next month. In terms of your spiritual work, in this month, you're going to accomplish 50 years of ordinary human life. It's powerful, it's potent, it's demanding, and it's transformative. People change, and we will all change. So the strange thing about human freedom is that when we walk into a space that is free, which this space is, and there are very few spaces that are like that, but this is one of them. We feel a lot of all kinds of things. You know, we feel anxious, uncomfortable, afraid. Frankly, thinking is simply a way to keep ourselves from seeing what's really there. I mean, if you think thinking has any useful purpose, forget it. There's no useful purpose whatsoever. Human beings invented this because they couldn't handle it. Some weird cosmic ray came in from outer space and altered our genetic structure so we couldn't handle it. You know, fish can handle it. Birds can handle it. Baboons can handle it. Mountains can handle it, but people can't. And so we have to retrain ourselves to be able to handle the freedom that is actually our most basic inheritance. And we're going to sit here and we're going to find out largely all of the ways in which we are not willing to acknowledge our own freedom and be free. That's what we're going to do. And it's going to be, I told the MIs that the central pith instruction of this datun is that we must have fun. We must have fun. But I'm not saying that every moment is going to be fun. We're going to work our way up to it, or actually work our way down to it. And the way we work our way down is we're going to be dealing with all of the underbrush and all of the nonsense and all of the crazy things that we do up in the upper region of our being, up here, to avoid facing our own freedom and our own fulfillment. It's weird, you know, why we do it, why we don't face it. And we have to do this strange thing of sitting and doing nothing for a long time. And then what we find out is astounding, actually. And I'm sure that there will be many astounding discoveries in the course of the next month. And some of the discoveries are going to be about ourselves, and a lot of them are going to be about each other. We're going to form unspoken, largely unspoken friendships that will endure until we die. One thing that I want to encourage you to do is to take the forms of the datun very, very seriously. There are going to be things here that are going to be really easy for people, and there are going to be some other things that are going to be difficult, and it's going to be different for different people. You know, the Oryoki or the Rota, or getting up and coming to the sitting, or that sitting after lunch. Everybody's going to have things that they really don't want to do. And they're going to be areas where you're going to want to cut corners. And it's very important, with a sense of relaxation and a sense of humor, but also a sense of surrendering to the forms of this month, that you just do them and don't think about it. Don't think about whether or not you're going to, and you can fill in the blank. It's very, very important. The more all of us simply surrender to the forms, strangely enough, the more our minds will open. If you know very, very creative people, they often have an extremely regimented life. It looks regimented. They get up in the morning, they have their coffee, they write until noon, they take exactly a 45-minute walk, they come back, they talk to their next-door neighbor for half an hour, they write until 6. And when your life is, strangely enough, taken care of in a certain way, and you're not using your life to try to make yourself feel better moment by moment, then the creativity, the enormous creativity of the human person is unleashed. And if you know people who are creative over a lifetime, I'm not talking about people who are crazy and kind of, you know, sleep and up and drinking, you know, I'm not talking about that, who burn out, you know, very quickly, but I'm talking about people who maintain a kind of creative life their whole life, these people have a very orderly life. It also works in the realm of spirituality that we establish these forms, and all of us are going to go along with them and surrender to them and use these forms as our reference point for reality. And when we do that, then our minds can open enormously, and we can experience things we've never experienced before, and see things and go through a journey and make transformations that, you know, permanent changes in our way of experiencing things. But it's very, very important that everyone here, you know, as part of being at the Dhaten, that you commit yourself to the forms and you don't go through the day seeing, cutting corners and thinking of ways in which you can kind of make it easier on yourself. Because the thing is, it's not going to make it easier. It's going to make the chaos of your mind much greater. So I encourage you, your salvation is the schedule. Seriously, your salvation is the schedule. And as long as you don't think about it, it's going to just flow so naturally. Don't even think about it. Should I get up? Don't think about it. Should I go to Orioki lunch? Don't think about it. Just do it. And we're all like that. I have to do the same thing. Everybody's going to do that. It's the only way it's going to really work. And then the second thing is, and this is a little bit, maybe you expected me to say that, I don't know, but the next thing is a little different, which is, you know, when Buddhism says that the ego doesn't exist, you know about that teaching? The ego doesn't ultimately exist. What that means is that something else is living through us always. And we have this fiction that we are actually living our own life, that we're in charge, that we know what's going on, that we have some kind of control. And according to Buddhism, and especially this lineage, that is actually a mistaken view. There is something that is living through us, life. Life is living through us, and there is actually no us. And the more in this dhatun we can take that attitude, which, by the way, leads to a tremendous sense of relaxation and confidence. Every little thought that goes through your mind is not, it's not your problem. And even if you're freaking out, that's not your problem. You know, if we said, oh, there's a cloud over there, that's my problem, people would think we were, like, kind of a little weird. Well, it's the same thing with what goes on in our mind and our state of being. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's not us. It's not our problem. We don't need to judge anything, because actually everything is beyond judgment. Everything that we go through is beyond judgment. It's the unfolding of our own life, which isn't our life, and it's not for us, but we call it our life, just because, you know, we're human beings and we're always trying to kind of, you know, kind of ignore the big picture. So, relaxation, and truly enjoy this experience. Enjoy the ups and downs. Enjoy the claustrophobia. Enjoy being in a situation you cannot control. This is a situation, you know, all of us in our, especially our Western culture, love to control things. And the whole thing, you know, the whole cultural life is based on controlling. And this is why people think it's so important to have money, because the more money you have, the more you can control your experience. And whether we are rich or poor, we are all in a situation now that we cannot control. It's out of control. You're helpless. You're victims. We're all victims of reality. Now, to realize that you're a victim of reality is enlightenment. And that is what is at stake here, is our own realization. Chogyam Trungpa, who founded this lineage in the United States in 1970, said to his first students, every single person can attain realization. It's not that hard. You just need to do it. You need to stick with the practice and do it. It's not that hard. And what is realization? It is becoming completely and totally who you are, completely beyond any judgment or hesitation or reservation. It is realizing that the utter sacredness of being is actually flowering in your life now at this moment. And your life is an expression of the deepest wisdom of the universe. Realization is not disembodied. Realization is not airy-fairy. It's not some otherworldly thing. It's coming into full and complete possession of ourselves, of who we are. And it's the thing that all people long for. All human beings who have ever lived and ever will live, that's the only thing they want, is to become fully and completely in possession of their own human life. And that is what this lineage offers. And that is what we're going to work on in this Dhaten. And I dare say we're going to make some very interesting discoveries, all of us, every one of us in this room, along those lines. And it's going to kind of sneak up on us. And mainly, it's going to be a lot of work on our part. But the progress and the path and the unfolding is going to be evident as we go along. And it's going to be a very joyful thing. You know, joy in Buddhism is not getting to some preconceived goal, but it is finding yourself in the river of your own fulfillment and realizing that finally you have accidentally fallen into your own true life. That's what joy is. It's the river. It's the river rushing to the ocean. And when you get to the ocean, it's the same thing as the river. No problem. The path is the goal. The path actually is the goal. And once you connect with the path, then you taste the goal and you feel it in yourself.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Kechog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.